I know Sydney copped those really bad storms yesterday. Plenty of rain, plenty of hail. We didn't get the hail up here on the Central Coast in Gosford, but just checking, 23 millimetres of rain has fallen here on the Gosford track. We've now got a soft five as we celebrate the provincial championship qualifier come the week. And Neil Evans joins us from Racing New South Wales. G'day, Neil.
Morning, TK. Morning, Loz. Are we keeping dry, boys?
Well, it's good this morning, and I mentioned only a soft five. I thought it could have been worse than that. Has that changed the way you see this race?
Well, mate, it probably is a little bit. I'm looking at the forecast all the time, of course, mate, and there's quite a bit more sort of on and off rain coming. So I think by the time we get to it is the last race tomorrow at Gosford, the third provincial qualifier, I'm going to be working around about a soft seven, I'd say, by the time we get there. So it's good that it's backed off a bit now, mate, but I reckon around soft seven. And there's plenty of horses who do handle soft ground, so it's a pretty wide-open race, this one.
Give me the ones that handle the soft ground, mate.
All right, Loz, we'll do our best. Look, the one I really like is 13, Evelina, for Chris Lees. Chris Lees has got a really good hand again in this race. He's got a long shot up the top, but three very good chances, 11, 12 and 13, the Tenor, Carnivu and Evelina, all three fairly early in the prep. But Evelina, second up was a terrific win. It carried 60.5 to beat Ligulate, and Ligulate came out and swept down the outside and won at Warwick Farm on Wednesday. So it's a lovely little form line there, and a massive drop in weight. And I really believe this filly's headed for much bigger riches further down the career. So 13 for me, Evelina, boys, is the one to beat in what is a very tough race. A lot of chances, and there's a little one I want to throw up here. For those out there who love him at a long price, another Newcastle trainer, and Paul Perry, who's got Ellie's Encore second up, number three, a four-year-old mare here. I think this horse is going to be very, very suited. By the time late in the day, it's drawn further out, which probably won't be a worry. They'll probably be scouting wider. It's a big field. I think Ellie's Encore, 25-30-1, number three, is a terrific little each-way bet. So they're there for the long shots, Ellie's Encore, but Evelina, number 13 for me, is on top for Chris Lees to get one into the big final.
Yeah, geez, he's got, has he got three or four lining up, Chris, in this? He's got an incredible
stable.
He's got
four, yeah. He's got Charmers, a bit long shot at the top, but those three, the Tenor, who's second up, Carnivu, who won a good race at Kembla, I think it was, second up, and Evelina, 11, 12 and 13, three very good chances, mate.
We're talking to Greg McFarlane a little bit later on this morning. I think he's got Clear the Beach. What do you make of Clear the Beach chances?
Yeah, Clear the Beach, another one who's second up, Loz, and also one that's handled heavy and soft ground before. He's also got Golden Tycoon as well, which is solid in the market. I think Evelina...
It's the favourite, yeah. Greg's got he's got the two-pronged attack, but Golden Tycoon, currently $4.40. Evelina, the one that you'd like, is $4.60 ahead of Americana Magic at $7.50.
Yeah. I think Evelina will probably take over from Golden Tycoon, but just back to Clear the Beach, yeah. Second up, six-year-old horse. I think it's a chance in the race. It's a pretty big price, $17. But I think Greg, who's already got one in the final, he's already got It's So Obvious in the final. Golden Tycoon, I think, is certainly his best chance of getting another one into the final.
Now, Neil, I don't know whether you've got race six in front of you, but I found an omen bet.
An omen bet?
See whether you can pick it.
An omen bet. Jeez, it's early in the morning for omen bets.
The top weight stands out to me.
Nosy.
No. what do you reckon? No. Have something on it?
Oh, why not, mate? Look, last time I spoke to you, mate, you tipped me straight into a winner. Ex-Mudget, remember?
How good was I looking in the foyer? TK walked in after you. He said, mate, where have you been?
Oh, mate, I thought you looked spectacular. You were ready to go around again. You survived the Mudgy Cup and you tipped me one in on Saturday. So as far as I'm concerned, if you're only as good as your last performance, as far as I'm concerned, you're flying nosy. But I tell you what, I might have to challenge you there in that one, Loz, because I'm very keen in that race on number seven, Trumbull.
Yep.
First up for Kim Moore. This horse, I think, is going to make a very, very nice sprinter. It's trialled like a bomb and was scratched from Newcastle last Saturday to be safe for this. So I might have to take you on there, mate, but I'm writing down those. For sure.
No, right. Beautiful, mate.
We're actually chatting with Mark Waugh after 8 o'clock, so we'll ask him about Trumbull as well. Good on you, Neil.
Good, boys. Have a good show. Stay dry and love chatting to you. Thanks.